We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, August 16th goes to one of the hosts of the Undisputed, Skip Bayless. Now, we are all lying if we say we haven't been entertained by Skip Bayless over the years, okay? From First Take to the Undisputed, I mean, that man is ridiculous, okay? He's the bad guy. He's a villain. He's a heel. We all know this, but even when you're the bad guy and we expect you to move a certain way, sometimes, you know, you can do things where we like, come on now. All right. Now, Skip usually has slander for everybody. He's a notorious LeBron James hater. If you follow Skip Bayless, you know this. But clearly that hate for LeBron James is generational. Let me paint the picture for you, okay? LeBron James Jr., a.k.a. Bronny, 17 years old, and his 15-year-old brother Bryce are playing in the California Basketball Club in the AXC Euro Tour. Toward the end of the second quarter, Bronny went coast to coast. He got the ball and took off from one side of the court to the other, and before defenders could properly react, all right, it led to a really good dunk. He dunked over a defender. Do we have the reaction? Let me hear the reaction.
Bronny James to the basket. Bronny with a basket bombardment! With the burst, and he turned it on.
He was very impressive.
And finished strong. My goodness.
Did you see it?
The power and explosion by Bronny James.
Very impressive, you know, especially being that we've been watching LeBron for, what, 20 years now? I don't know about y'all, man, but as a father, I love seeing other people's kids do great, all right? Especially when the parents have achieved greatness. I don't know. It's just something dope about watching kids, especially black kids, excel. Especially when we have watched the parent of said child break generational curses, and watching the kids excel is just more evidence that the generational curse has indeed been broken. I mean, there's really nothing you can do but salute this. Unless, of course, you're Skip Bayless. All right, Skip Bayless tweeted out, Hey, Bronny, impressive. But your dad would have dunked it left-handed. You sure got away with it, though. I don't even know what the "you sure got away with it" means, but the tweet, "Hey, Bronny, impressive, but your dad would have dunked it left-handed." Ugh, salt and pepper. Salt and vinegar. Skip Bayless is the original salt bay. No matter what your accomplishment is, he's going to come and sprinkle that salt on said accomplishment. Listen, the media frenzy around LeBron started at 17. So he's been in the spotlight, getting that kind of critique around the same age. But I don't remember him getting that kind of critique from grown professional sports commentators when he was in high school. I could be wrong. All right. Skip, when he gets to the NBA, I feel like Bronny's fair game. But right now, he's a 17-year-old kid in high school. Does your hate for LeBron James run that deep that the kids have to get it too? Listen, you can say what you want about adults because you're a grown-ass man. All right, talking about other grown-ass men. So when it comes down to it, you're going to have to handle if one of those men step to you. And I know LeBron has ignored you for 20 years. All right, that's actually one of LeBron's most impressive stats that we don't talk about enough. All right, I think LeBron has tweeted Skip Bayless like twice in 20 years, and it wasn't even slander. All right, he actually in 2011, if this thread on Reddit is correct, said that Stephen A. and Skip are great for sports. Even though I personally don't agree with a lot they say, they have their own opinions. Another time, he was asked on Twitter, "How do you feel about Skip Bayless?" He said, "I don't feel anything. Never met him or seen him a day in my life, but he's great for TV." The fact that he's only mentioned him twice and it hasn't been in response to anything Skip actually said about him is impressive. Drop one of Clues Bombs for LeBron James for that. Okay? And still gave him props as he replied to him. But if LeBron James runs down on Skip Bayless for Bronny, we would all understand. See, you don't play with people's kids, all right? You're unleashing a different level of smoke when you mess with people's churn, all right? And it might not be Bron. Savannah might run down on you, all right? His grandma Gloria might run down on you. Bruh, Mav, Rich, Paul, these brothers who have watched Bronny grow up, and I'm sure that's like a nephew to them, they might run down on you. What's that saying? Mess with me, fine. Mess with my kids, run. Mm-hmm. Leave people kids alone, all right? You mess with people kids, they will unleash hell on you and destroy your world. Scorched earth. I'm telling you now, when it comes to my children, I will smile in my mugshot, all right? That's why I don't understand why Skip Bayless would play with that man's kids like that. Why does your brain even work that way? And yes, it was just a critique of a dunk, but don't even look my kids way until you have to, all right? Let my kid be a kid until my kid becomes someone you can professionally critique because they're in the NBA. If not, Savannah got to see you, all right? Skip, please, don't have a stroke or a heart attack because of LeBron James. All right? Hating people is like burning down your own house to get rid of a rat. Skip, please, put the lighter and gasoline down. Please give Skip Bayless the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day.
All right.
70, I agree with you. 70 years old hating on a 17-year-old.
I agree.
Wild.
I agree with you.
Like, that's wild. I understand you've been giving his daddy slander for 20 years, but Jesus Christ, the kid.
That's uncalled for.
Come on.
Hope you stump your pinky toe. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
He might not have a pinky toe no more. Yo, he might have got it amputated a long time ago.
Up,
people,
man.
Sugar crazy out here.
Yo, shut up. All right. When we come back, he's running for governor of New York. All right. His name is Lee Zeldin. We're going to kick it with him when we come back.
Interesting person he is.
His daughter actually judged us.
Shh, don't say nothing. Shut up. All right? Find out during the conversation. Okay? It's good. Stop giving things away. Shut up. All right?
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we
are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.